Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295. Leave your contact info today at 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
And we're back.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're asking the question, or making the statement, how to prepare. It could be a question form. How should we prepare? Or a statement form. How to prepare for the future. If we know a storm is coming, what do we do? If we know there's a hurricane coming, how do we prepare? What do we do? If we know all the signs, the indicators, and those verbally speaking and chatter behind the scenes, if we already know these things are building up to a major calamity at election time or shortly thereafter or shortly before, how should we then live? What should we do? How do we prepare for that? Ladies and gentlemen, part and parcel of what we see already taking place is absolutely staggering. We need to understand that conservatives and Christians need to know how to respond. What should we do? It's my opinion that between now and January 2025, we're going to find some major calamities taking place. The stage is already set. The scripture already warns us that we're going to face perilous times. The word perilous, by the way, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, perilous. Simply means dark, dangerous, devastating, destructive. And we see that as on the horizon for the days before us. But building up to that, we're already seeing major, major, major things taking place that's trying to shut out the Christian, close down the churches, shut down the conservatives. Looking at a headline, U.S. cities ban on home Bible studies reach a climax. His neighbors could have 100 people over each week to watch Lord of the Rings in their homes with no violation. A California city has banned home Bible studies and threatened one resident with zoning violation. Prosecutions has decided to back down. Officials there also say that they're rewording their present city ban on renting any public facilities for any religious event. Resident was issued a notice of alleged zoning violation for holding a gathering in his home for a religious meeting on a Sunday. In early 2024, our client, resident of the city of Manhattan Beach, began gathering in privacy of his own home with fellow Christians to watch TV on church and to fellowship together. In April 2024, he received a notice from the city of Manhattan code enforcement notifying him of an alleged zoning violation establishing a new religious assembly without a permit. The residents requested a meeting with the city officials, which didn't go well, and they insisted that holding a gathering in his home for any religious purpose or activity without a permit was banned. At the same time, meetings, officials admitted, his neighbors could have 100 people over each and every week to watch Lord of the Rings, and there would be no zoning violation. Ladies and gentlemen, the article goes further with the legal action that's being taken. But the bottom line is, you see, Christians and conservatives, with the attempt by the socialist Marxist government and the officials therein, to shut out the voices, shut down the voices, close out the conservatives and the Christians and the patriots from any part in the society in which we're living in today. That is outrageous. And I'm looking at an article from Jay Sekulow with ACLJ. Says it's outrageous. A federal judge just ruled that public prayer is unconstitutional. And we're just 2 days from a major deadline, Jay Sekulow says. Atheists and anti-Christian extremists continuously rush to the courts claiming to be offended by prayer. They sued our community over a community prayer that was organized in response to a crime spree. Prayer is fundamental. It is your constitutional right. Bible studies have also been banned, and senior living centers, kids, and teachers have been banned from praying in the public schools. Ladies and gentlemen, I could go on and on and on with what's taking place nationally in relationship to Christians and conservatives' voices being squelched. I think it's time that we, as Christians, stand up, speak up, be salt, and be light that God's called us to be. And by the way, when we're talking about these present things, how does it build up to a crescendo that I call calamity and chaos and confusion around the election time? In fact, before the election, I believe will take place to try to prevent the conservative voice, conservative voters, from going to the polls. The telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. I believe we have Davis on the line. Go with your question or comment, please.
Yeah, Brother Youngblood, this is Davis Harper, and I, as a conservative watchman on the wall, I think there needs to be some address about this. I received my mail-in ballot for this election coming up. Neither one of those candidates has, whether Democrat, Republican, atheist, or what, on there. The public needs to know this whenever they go. Make sure you know who you are voting for. You need to find out, are they pro-life, or are they for same-sex marriage? You need to find out, and especially, do they know the Lord is their Savior before you cast your ballot?
Davis, you're exactly right. If you don't mind me asking, what county are you in?
I'm in Duval County, Jacksonville, Florida.
And that's on your ballot?
That's on my
without,
ballot.
Without showing Democrat or Republican?
It doesn't show none of them.
Is that a school board race, or is that another race?
There's two or three different things on there, Brother Youngblood.
One of the things I find disconcerting is with our school board races, they will run and not showing the D or the R on the names. One of the amendments that's coming up on the ballot November the 5th, the six different amendments, Amendment 1, I believe it is, will go back to a partisan race so that in the school board races that must show Democrat or Republican. In fact, when judges run for office, they say that they can't show whether it's Republican or Democrat because it might bias future cases. I believe that is incorrect. I believe we as citizens, especially as conservative Christians, we need to know the stand that the people have that we're casting a ballot for. I believe that it is absolutely ridiculous in my mind to think that I'm going to go to the polls, vote for a candidate. I do not know any background, do not know whether Republican. It's easy to say, well, I'm Republican if you're in a Republican district or a Republican town or area. But many times they don't show that. In fact, most of the time now in the state of Florida for the school board races, they're not required to. But if the Amendment 1, I could stand corrected, I'm not looking at, pretty certain it was Amendment 1. If that passes, it will make it then for future school board elections, it must show the D or the R so that the voter will know what they're voting for. But I believe it's time that we, as you say, the watchman on the wall, Ezekiel 33, I believe we need to be the watchman on the wall. We need to do the background check. We need to do the as much as possible the profiling of the candidate to make a decision based on their stand on morals, ethics, values, and if they stand for God, if they stand for a country, if they stand for the First and Second Amendment, we need to cast our ballot accordingly. But I'm a little bit, disappointed and bothered to realize that we're being asked, and so often that's the case, go to the poll and vote for a person just because the popularity, because you've seen television ads, because you've seen a billboard or a sign, and just vote based on a name without knowing the background. So, Davis, thank you so much for your call. We need
You're
to keep
right.
praying and asking God to intervene.
Yeah, a lot of that is fake news anyhow.
Absolutely, absolutely. In fact, it's so bothersome to watch these television commercials where back-to-back you get one ad that's trying to crucify a candidate, the next ad building him up like he's walking on water. And you don't know anything about the background of the companies, the organizations. Most of the organizations are fake organizations set up, designed simply to be able to destroy a candidate just days before an election where there can be no rebuttal or refusal or stand up and speak up about the truth of the article. But we need to keep praying. We need to be active. We need to be the watchman on the wall, as you said, Davis. Thank you so much for your call. God bless you.
We
need to keep looking up. Amen. God bless you. Thank you. I believe we have Jose on the line. Jose, go ahead with the question or comments, please.
I do remember, like, when Trump was in the White House, they're trying to pass a law, especially in Florida, to make it plain and simple. For people like me, you know, it's not my first language, English. Oh, no, and the Democrats fought to the nails. They say, oh, no, because it's so confusing, especially for somebody that doesn't know that well writing in English, you know, reading. But they know what they're doing behind it because they got special people, lawyers, and people manipulate on the way that they write to pretend it to sound like they are for this, but at the end, it's the opposite. That's why they don't make it point blank, you know what I mean? Because they know that they can fool the people like that. And it's sad to see how many people fall for it. That's what it's good to inform ourselves, you know what I mean? Not what they say now, but look at the record. 2 years ago, 3 years ago, what were they stand on? What were their beliefs, you know what I mean? And don't tell me that people, they are just pretending to be something that they are not. That's why you see... Now, people, I mentioned to somebody the mess that Biden left in Afghanistan. They look at me like, what? The people forgot already. The mess that he created in Afghanistan, all the weapons, all everything that he left for the terrorists. People think that it was not him.
We left about $287 billion worth of brand new war machinery and equipment, and we lost, I think it was 13 Americans died in that pullout, and it was the most farcical, unconscionable acts I believe we've ever seen, an act by a president of the United States of America. It was a disgrace to America and a laughingstock for the world.
Yes, and the funny thing was that they lie, saying, no, everything was destroyed, it's not functioning, they can use it for metal scraps. No, they didn't. It was functioning. Russia and China got some of those things, and they are duplicating it, thanks to who? Biden. And you tell the people that, and they think that you're lying. And I'm like, you kidding me? They don't believe it. So I think the politicians, they know that. It's very short memory on the people's head. 6 months, 8 months tops, and that's it. And they preyed on that. So I don't know how to solve that problem, brother, because the majority of the people just go for a few seconds on YouTube, Facebook, or Instagram, and they think that that's truth. And I think that's one of the issues that, as a church, we are facing, you know, as newborn Christians, that the Bible is the same. God doesn't change. The truth is written in the Word, but people is not taking the time. And they think that the social media is truth. They think that whatever they see in social media is reality. Most of that thing is edited. Most of that thing is not real. So my issue is this, brother. We need to get informed, first and foremost, knowing what the Bible says, knowing, you know, what the stand on the Bible is about abortion, homosexual marriage, and all this craziness that is going on. And don't pay attention to all those liberals on social media, because that can create confusion, you know what I mean? But if we know God, we know what the Word says, we're not supposed to be confused. We need to pray for the people that is mentally confused and is the liberals. That's my take on that, brother. Thank you very much.
Jose, if you got just one moment, let me hold you over and make this statement. What we're finding today is, I believe, the results of what we see, the end result today in America, the condition of our American culture today with the morals, ethics, and the values being depleted, destroyed today, and be having the presidential candidate as we have today, is as a result of silence from the pulpits in America. This is the reason I've harped on this for years and years and years, and may I be redundant to say years and years and years, is that pastors are responsible because of silence in the pulpit. It's historically been my position that as pastor, I have the responsibility of informing not just on biblical truth, but as an extension of the biblical truth as to how does it apply in civil government, how does it apply in our social life. And the Bible covers all of that, and the pastor has the responsibility for standing and speaking the truth in love. This is the candidate. This is how he stands. This is what he does. He believes in murdering a child in the mother's womb. This one does it. This, etc., 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 because many sitting in the pews do not have the ability, the wherewithal, or the knowledge to go back and research a candidate. And I believe the pastor has, it's incumbent upon the pastor to do that as a watchman on the wall. But yet you have the mindset today in the modern society that no, a pastor needs to just talk about Jesus, tell people how to quote John 3:16 in five different languages and be satisfied with that and not get involved in the social, economic, political society. I don't find any truth of that any place in the Word of God. It is our responsibility, yours, mine, Pastor Christian, that we warn the world, warn the nation, warn others of danger to come and how to identify the enemy. So, Jose, you're exactly right.
Many people have forgotten Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. You know what I mean? We need to be renew our mind daily by the reading of the word. But many of those so-called leaders, they want to be famous, they want to be loved, and then they want to be Christian. It doesn't work like that. Either you are on God's side or you're not on God's side. That's my take, my comment, brother. God bless you. Thank you very much.
God bless you. Thank you, Jose, for your comments and your interaction. You're exactly right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today, how to prepare for the future. If we know these things are taking place and the potentiality of it, how do we prepare? What do we do? Listen very carefully. I'm looking at the headline, Google election manipulation returns with censorship of the Trump shooting search. Listen to this. You may be aware of it. You may not. It's about a 10-page, 8-page article dated July the 29th. I'll hit the high spots. A Harvard-trained researcher has concluded that the Google's decision to manipulate research results on its platform could have shifted at least 6 million votes to Joe Biden's total during 2020 election. Now listen, this is not something that was yesteryear, 5 years ago. This is current news, July the 29th. Headline, Google election manipulation returns with censorship of Trump shooting results. And it starts out by talking about a Harvard-trained researcher has concluded that the Google's decision to manipulate search results on its platform could have shifted at least 6 million votes to Joe Biden and his totals during the 2020 election. That, of course, was the election also influenced by Mark Zuckerberg, $400 million, handed out to the election officials who often used it to recruit Democratic voters, as well as the interference by the FBI, the CIA, whose officials colluded to claim falsely that the Biden family scandal documented in the Hunter Biden's abandoned laptop were disinformation from Russia. He said Google's search engine were strongly biased toward Democrats, unlike other search engines like Bing and Yahoo. He reported at the time, we found a period of days when the votes remainder of Google's homepage would begin being sent only to liberals, end quote. It says further, right now, that is the Google research engine, the Google engine, is being criticized for blatantly censoring information to conceal the details about the recent assassination attempt of President Donald J. Trump. The report claimed, explained, it involves the autocomplete feature that has been edited into the software. The report said typing the phrase assassination attempt on TRU, and it completes it by putting in there Truman rather than Trump. And ladies and gentlemen, I'll just give you a brief overview of the balance of it. If you go to the Google search engine and try to research something about the assassination or attempted assassination of President Donald J. Trump, it will not let you find it. It is talking about the only thing they show with the TRU is the assassination attempt on President Truman and that's the highest results on the search engine. So we find already where things are being censored and what we're doing and what we're looking for. Look at the headline. I'll read this basically and take our next caller. Judicial Watch, new records detail federal-state censorship coordinated in the 2020 election and taking place for the 2024 election. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, Christopher Wray, the head of the FBI, 5 weeks ago publicly said that the FBI has already set up the plans and the program to edit out disinformation and misinformation on the social media platforms. It's not just social media that's doing it. The platforms are being manipulated, changed, and controlled by the FBI, the CIA, the DHS, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and the DOJ. Listen, what we get is not real news. It is the socialist Marxist media and the social platforms that's being manipulated so that we will not have the truth. And listen, the point that I make with that, the closer we get to the election, the more censorship we will find with the text messages, email messages, and the transfer of communication and information will be almost totally blocked. You remember just a couple of weeks ago with CrowdStrike, supposedly a glitch in their software that shut down across America and around the globe, shut down much of the IT. You couldn't go to the bank and draw out money. Your ATM cards would not work. You could not pump gasoline in some places because the pumps were down because of the technology. Your cell telephones would not work, et cetera, the banks and the hospitals, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Picture that. Question, is that a potential test run for what shall be just a few days before the election? I don't know. I may be on out on a limb someplace, but I believe we're watching the potentiality of that. I believe Lisa's on the line. Lisa, go with the question or comment, please.
Hello, Dr. Youngblood. Yes, I am. I have a few things to report. I don't know if Christian churches realize, but the SOE office will set up a booth, a voter registration booth, inside any church that invites them to come. God placed me in Impact Church, my family and my husband, and we have been praying for all the Christians that are not even registered. Well, lo and behold, the pastor announced from the pulpit that they were going to have a booth for registering Christians to vote. Well, the next week came, and it was the SOE's office, Jerry Holland, his office was inside the church, registering people to vote. So we need to contact Jennifer Casey, who is in charge of that education department, and they will set it all up. And she happens to attend, be a member of Impact Church. So I have encouraged her to receive people from other churches that that need the same privilege. And then go ahead.
No, Lisa, I was about to say, I am thankful for that, and I'm in a favor of Christians, churches, Christians, pastors, encouraging people to register to vote. However, I have a caveat with that. If you encourage a person to vote, but do not also educate them on how to vote, who Indeed. Is running, what those candidates stand for, identifying their flaws, identifying their social agenda, identifying where they are morally, ethically, theologically, and biblically. If you do not, it's like telling the person, here's a rifle, go out and protect yourself. They shoot anybody they see. So there's Indeed. A need to educate Indeed. That person as to how to vote. So I couple it with the registration to vote along with the educational system coming from the church from a Christian perspective. And from a Christian perspective, it's an impossibility for a Christian, a church, a pastor, to say to a person registering to vote, okay, you can go vote Democrat because they believe in killing babies in the mother's womb. It's okay to vote for a Democrat because they believe in shutting the system down if they don't win. It's okay to vote for a Democrat because they simply want to take away the guns, et cetera, et cetera. You understand what I'm saying is the educational process on how to vote and then motivating. Because in 2020, 40 million Christians did not get out and vote. And yet Joe Biden Yes. supposedly Joe Biden got 81 million votes. If he got 8 million, Amen. It surprised me. So, Lisa, Yes. you're right. And so thank you.
And well said. And I have a lot of Democratic friends who I have been educating about truth versus lies, etc., and because it's plain for me to see. It's plain for me to see, but a lot have been blinded by the lies. And now, since Kamala Harris has been in the since Kamala Harris is on the presidential candidacy, I am told by my Democratic friends that they're just not going to vote. Well, that's that is even what you say, a further setup, because there is a company organization right here in Jacksonville, and I believe they're all over the nation. This is my belief, that when illegal immigrants come in, they are receiving a packet that includes a Social Security card application. That card takes about 30 days or 90 days to receive. After the 90 days, they're set free from the government. No more financial support, etc. So there's organizations such as Beyond 90 that pick them up beyond the 90-day government support. And I have report coming into me that Beyond 90 takes them to the DMV to get their driver's license with that Social Security card. So, okay, if you're a Democrat and you're not going to vote, well, the illegal people will, and it'll look
absolutely
legit.
In fact, Lisa, from what I have researched and studied, Lisa, one report says there's at least 19 million of the illegal invaders that have come in. Out of that 19 million, over 2 million are already registered to vote in the blue cities and the blue states across America. And if just 10% of the 2 million vote, then we've already lost the election. That's not a hocus pocus. That's real. And that should motivate Christians, conservatives, and patriots to get out and vote. I don't care if it's rain, sleet, or snow. Vote. That is my challenge. Yeah. To each and every listener today, we need to vote. And if we place indeed our faith and trust in the Lordship of Jesus Christ, as we cast the vote, say, God, would you intervene? Would you give us once again Donald J. Trump that can help drain the sewer in Washington, D.C.? And so I pray that God will intervene. Lisa, thank you so much for what you're doing. Thank
Dr.
you
Youngblood?
For your call. Yes, ma'am.
Can I say one more thing?
Yes, go ahead.
Last night, we were at the beach in Jacksonville, and we were praying. And we are the candidates that I believe totally will stand for God. And it is Mara Macy, Jerry James from St. John's County, Nathan Taco, Melina Gay, who hold the most important election candidates, because The state committee man and woman have a lot of influence in who goes to Congress in the further elections. So Nathan Taco, yes. Melina Gay, and we all were there praying.
Yes.
Last
well, that's
night
good. Well,
Lisa,
thank you so much for your call. Our time is up for today, but thank you so much for joining us, Lisa. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. The Florida Georgia Truth Network, serving Anastasia Island at 91.9.
Her name is Jenny, and maybe like you, she and her husband got tired of their health care getting more and more expensive, so they did it. They went with MediShare.
We signed on with MediShare in March, had a really great experience. It was super easy to get going with them. And then in October of that same